Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
Welcome everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Bishop Gabriel Dongo from Alive Chapel International. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, woman of God.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about your organization, your faith-based organization.
It's good to come your way. Alive Chapel International is a prophetic and deliverance ministry which is based in Ghana, Africa, and we have branches all over the world. And by the grace of God, God called our leader, our father, the prophetic Archbishop-elect Elisha Salifu Amwakun, who is one of the pioneers of prophetic ministries in Africa and the whole world. We are based in the U.S., in New York, and we believe in the word of God, we share the word of God, we preach the word of God. We are a Pentecostal church, and we believe in healing and deliverance and prophetic ministry. And so that is Alive Chapel International.
So when you say based in New York, specifically where in New York are you located?
At the moment, we are in the Bronx, 638 East 169 Street. By the grace of God, many a times we have people coming from Brooklyn to come and fellowship with us when we are having meetings. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a meeting. And so our father asks us that we need to extend ourselves to Brooklyn. And so we are going to have a meeting, and very soon we want to establish a presence in Brooklyn so that those who come to our meetings will also be part of the movement.
Okay. So when you say prophetic, what does that mean?
According to the scriptures, when you read the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, that when Christ was going to the heavens, he ascended and he gave gifts unto men. So we have what we call the fivefold ministry, which has to do with the apostle and the prophets, the teachers and the evangelist. And when we say a prophet, we are talking about someone who stands as an intermediary between God and man. And they download the mind of God and tell the people. So when you read the scriptures, especially from the Old Testament into the New Testament, you come across people that were prophets like Moses, like Elijah, like Jeremiah, like Isaiah. So these are men. And when you come into the New Testament, you have men like Agabus and the seven daughters of Philip. So even in the New Testament, you come across that. So that is the gift or the office of the prophet, where God gives his mind or tell his servant something to be delivered to a nation or a group of people or a family or an individual.
When can someone attend your services? Listening to you and they want to come to Alive Chapel International, when can they come?
We meet every Sunday in the Bronx. We meet every Sunday from 12 o'clock to 3:30 at 638 East 169 Street, Boston Road. And that is when we have those services. And Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And every last Friday of the month, we have a prophetic and healing deliverance ministry or service that starts from 9 o'clock to 12:30. So in the Bronx, you can locate us at that place. At the moment, we're going to have a conference. A conference is going on and it's starting right this evening, which is the 4th of February, 2020 at 1055 Washington Avenue in Brooklyn. So he's going to run through the week starting from tonight at 7 p.m. to 10:30 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Okay, and talking about the Brooklyn Breakthrough Conference 2020, we have another guest here in studio, we're joined by Bishop Samuel Fusu from Alive Chapel, United Kingdom, all the way from the United Kingdom. Welcome.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure to be here. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So what do you have to say about the conference? Why should somebody come to the conference?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Like the woman of God said, I'm coming all the way from United Kingdom. We are in a new year, 2020 to be specific, beginning of a new decade. And most of the time it's very important to know the mind of God concerning your life and destiny in every year, at the beginning of every year. And one of the things that I believe and I have come to understand that God will not do anything, as scriptures have said, except he first reveal it to the servant, the prophet of God. And it's very important that you start the year with you getting to know what God has for you. And I believe so strongly that God has brought us here for such a time as this, for us to be used as medium, as God's vessel, to tell you God's mind, God's plans, God's agenda for lives and destiny. Because if God wants to set you free, God will not come himself and set you free. He will send you a prophet. The Bible said by a prophet they were delivered. By a prophet they were brought in. By the same prophet they were brought out. So I believe God has brought us here in Brooklyn, starting from tonight, as God's mouthpiece to help people who are going through all kinds of things. Because sometimes you see people going through so many things and they don't know their left and right. They try to, you see somebody who is sick and the person have tried taking all kinds of medication, and yes, still the sickness is there. It's an indication that it's spiritual and you cannot help yourself. And God has given grace to some people, to some men of God, that has the ability to help people who are going through this kind of thing. So if you are hearing us, hearing the sound of our voice, you need clearance, you want to take a decision this year, you need an advice, you need clearance, you need counseling. If you are sick, you've taken medicine but the sickness is still there, life, you are not going forward, you see that life is not treating you well, this is the time for you to encounter a prophet. A prophet, an agent of change. So God has brought us here in Brooklyn for us to be used to be a blessing to a lot of people. So if you are hearing the sound of our voice, you are going through something, make a date with us tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday afternoon. And I believe so strongly that your life will never be the same again. God bless you.
God bless you. So is there a website that people can, do they need to register or they just come to the conference?
Yes, you just need to come to the conference. Okay. You don't need to register.
Okay.
It's free.
It's free. The Bible says, freely have you received, freely must you give.
Okay.
So you just need to locate. And woman of God, just before you end, we just finished a program at the Bronze Branch, the Open Heavens, and it was so mighty, the power of God. And so we are coming from one encounter into another encounter. So you are welcome.
Okay. So tell us the location again.
The location is 1055 Washington Avenue, Brooklyn, on the Empire Boulevard, just around the Empire Boulevard. So 1055, the building is just behind the Gospel Truth Church. It's behind the KFC building. You can locate us there.
Okay, so your theme is prophetic times and seasons. for your Brooklyn Breakthrough Conference 2020.
Right.
Just share some information about the theme.
In the book of John chapter 5, the Bible says there was a man who was sitting by the poolside, always waiting for his time and his turn. And for that reason, he sat there for 38 good years. Because it takes seasons and times for an angel to visit before the healing comes. And the Bible says for 38 good years, this man was there. I know many of us, if you take it from your age, you can imagine. Every year he was waiting, because once a year, an angel comes. And so he was there. But the Bible said in the book of John chapter 5, one day Jesus passed through. When he went there, there were so many people. And he went straight to the man and he said, take up your mat and walk. He asked himself, it's not my season. Why are you asking me? There are no angels. But Jesus said, you don't need that. All that you need is that your visitation has come. This is your season. This is your time. So we are talking about a season and a time of visitation. God always creates a special time and season to visit his people. And we believe, like the prophet said, we believe that this is a season that God has created to visit you and visit your family and bring you his mind and bring you healing and deliverance.
Praise God.
So that's why we are talking about seasons and times. And I believe that if you can take advantage of this season, you will encounter God and your healing and your deliverance will never be the same.
Okay, so Bishop Donko and Bishop Fusu, thank you so much for joining us here today, and we look forward to having you back again.
It's a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you also for having us.
God bless you.
And God bless you.
God bless you as well. All right.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.